You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Michael Hamlet Jr., an author and serial entrepreneur that has a passion for stimulating creative ideas, and we all need to hear a little bit about that. Michael, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. So every business has a unique selling point. What is your business selling point?
My business unique selling point is packaging and presentation. I believe that if you have a good product, you should have a good presentation to bring it to market. That goes for marketing, advertising, any kind of business. You should bring your product and put in the best light, add value for customers is the way that I try to, you know, conduct every single business that I'm into.
I like that, and I definitely am appealed to that as well. What is the toughest challenge for your business or industry?
Marketing is always a tough challenge for any business, especially in retail. You can have the finest suit, you can have the best shoes, but if nobody knows that you have these products, then you're not going to go anywhere. So marketing is the toughest challenge. You have to be able to get your product brand awareness so that people know you and that they can, you know, when they're reminded of something, they come to you first.
What do you think is most important for small businesses today?
A lot of people would say cash flow. Cash flow is the lifeblood of your business, but I would say that customers, if cash flow is the life of your business, then customers are the veins. They're the veins in the heart of your business. If you have good customers, you give them good product, you market it well so that you can retain customers, then your business is going to soar. If you have those customers that you can, you know, bank on, like literally bank on, you're going to do well if you can get customers.
Today we're joined by Michael Hamlet Jr. He is an author, serial entrepreneur that has a passion for stimulating creative ideas here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Michael, do you think there is a difference between value and price?
Yes, there's definitely a huge difference. A lot of people do equate price with value, but that's not necessarily the case. If you have you can have a great product that has a lot of value in it, but if you price it the wrong way, customers might not see the same value that you see. A Louis Vuitton suit has great value, and they price it accordingly. There's a lot of other products that aren't priced to their value. So a lot of businesses they sell themselves short. They have a lot of value within their product, and they don't price it the right way. So what you want to do is just continue to add value to your customers. That way you can set the price to however you want, and your customers wouldn't mind paying higher prices if you add that value for them.
Well, what can we expect from you in the near future?
Soon, we have at dftaclothing.com. We're coming out with some new products, some new T-shirts. In the future, we would like to go into more formal wear. And also, I'm going to be writing another book on branding and marketing.
Well, certainly tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you online.
Right now, I wrote a book, and it's in iTunes, also in Barnes & Noble. It's called College Extremely Overrated. It's basically about the entrepreneurs and how they don't need to necessarily go to college to start a business. So it's things that I've learned running my businesses and information that I believe can help everyone who is just starting out or has already an established business. Also, dftaclothing.com, that's where we sell most of our products. And you can always reach me at info@dftaclothing.com.
And in conclusion, and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own, pretty much like you did? They're looking to put their act on the map in the marketplace. What kind of advice or tip could you share with them?
I believe that no matter what business you're in, that your cost of production for a good or service should be 10% of the price that you charge for that same good or service. This allows a greater margin for error when starting a business, and it also is a higher profit margin for you. So you have a little bit of leeway when you're, you know, making mistakes when you're a startup.
Definitely so. He is Michael Hamlet Jr., an author and serial entrepreneur that has a passion for stimulating creative ideas. Not only has he stimulated creative ideas, but he's actually put it into action. And the website of reference is dftaclothing.com. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
I think the greatest route to success is getting the earliest start. And sometimes that's very difficult because we live in a world and go through an academic system that tells us the world it operates in a certain way when it doesn't. And I say that because as people, we're essentially taught to believe that do a great job in school, work real hard, get a great job as an employee, and if you work hard, you'll climb the corporate ladder and you'll live a great life. That still does exist. However, the academic system fails to explain is that you don't have to become an employee. You don't have to work for somebody else.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.